The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network. Riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober. She's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him. It's really true that somewhere deep down she loves him too.
Test. 1, 2, 3, test. 1, 2, 3, go ahead.
Testing.
Okay, stop. You're giving me a headache already. I've had a sinus headache for a while. For like a week now. It's just been brutal. There you go. There's my microphone. Where's your microphone?
Testing.
All right,
testing.
Stop. You're aggravating. Nobody likes our podcast anymore.
They don't?
Oh, yeah, they do. A lot of people do. And a lot
you're sending mixed messages.
A lot of people, after last week, said I'm cool. Wrote to me saying you are cool.
Why? Because we talked about it?
You were like,
I'm cool. And I was like, no, you're not. And you were like, I am. Because people who are cool are always like that. They're always like, I am cool. I am. I'm cool.
I really don't have a lot to talk about today.
I do.
I'm not mad at anybody.
I got a lot to say. You did the radio show. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, this is a podcast, not the radio show. This is the podcast.
A lot of people mix it up and they don't even know we do both.
We do a radio show and we do a podcast.
Go ahead.
Radio show is a guest, podcast do not. Okay, I have a couple things. One, you did the radio show without me. And I got a couple of tweets. It was nice not having Bonnie bitching at Rich.
Yeah, you got my tweets.
Bitching at Rich. That could be a new song for the opening. She's bitching at Rich.
Talk up.
No, I won't. You either turn it up or that's it.
I won't.
We have the technology.
I don't really know what knob is yours.
I don't need to talk up.
I forget what knob is yours. Go ahead. Talk.
Hello. Hello.
I'm not messing with the knobs. I'm just not messing with the knobs.
Okay, well then that's the level that it's going to be then. You're real. Why don't you let me do that part of it?
Because you have no clue. No clue.
I don't have any clue now because I've never tried to figure it out, but I could figure it out.
You sit at your end of the podcast and I'll sit at the technical end, okay, and carry it.
Didn't we used to share a mic?
Yeah, when we first started, we had a Yeti mic. We still have it. I'm looking at it right now. It's down there. Why?
We shared it. That was like the most intimate thing we ever did. Shared a mic.
Is it?
I was trying to think of a joke about a threesome with a guy named Mike, but it wasn't coming out.
All right, tell me what's bothering you.
No, nothing's bothering me. First of all, I just want to say the people who have let us judge or critique their stand-up sets are the best people in the world. They might not be the best comedians, but isn't it kind of amazing that people will put themselves out like that?
I wouldn't
do it. I wouldn't let us anywhere near my stand-up.
Well, I wouldn't. You know why I wouldn't let people judge? Because they're not good enough to
But listen,
if you have
it's I think it's good. It's a good thing to do, and it'll get your bones ready for comedy and the tough nature of this business to let us, you know, pick apart your set.
Review it.
Because there are times where we've been like, hey, that's a good joke. Or has it? No, we've never done that. But we could be the first.
You could be the first.
What if we like it? And if, when we like something, we kind of... We go a little nuts about it.
We take care of people we like.
We do.
We help them out.
So, if you have a stand-up comedy set that you would like to send us, and we're going to get the technology so we can play it louder on here, right?
Probably. How would we do that?
I don't know. I'm going to hire us a producer.
To come all the way out to Jersey to do this?
No, I think it's our babysitter.
Who? My daughter?
No. I think our other babysitter, I don't want to say her name in case I think she might be able to do it.
Who?
Stop. We only have one other fucking babysitter.
No, we don't. We have Lexi, Amanda.
Lexi, I wasn't going to say her name.
Lexi, Amanda. We have Jessica.
All right, enough.
We have the other Amanda.
First of all, it was kind of a joke to say our babysitter, but then you had to like completely miss the fact that it was like slightly, a light humorous take on I'm going to hire a producer, our babysitter. You had to be like, wait, which one? Wait a second.
She doesn't know anything about technology.
Here we go, Mr. Literal, again.
You're saying...
Keep on going.
Because you probably
talked to her. I just explained to you that I was fucking around saying
our
babysitter.
No, because I saw you talking to her once about it.
No, I was talking to her about doing my social media.
Oh.
But I don't even know how that would work. I just feel like it's too much work to be like...
It's hard for someone to do your social media when you don't have a website.
No, I wanted her to like just answer my emails and stuff. I'm so lazy about anything that's... Or like send out a tweet about where... there's something about like if I have to work a club and then I have to send out the tweet about working the club. It's like I'll be like, I'll do it at 3. I'll do it at 4. Like there's something, I don't know why it's so hard for me to just do that.
And it's very seldom you have to do it, right?
You're hilarious.
Don't you hate when people...
Rich Voss, ladies and gentlemen. Very dismissive of my advancements in the comedy world. Very dismissive. Last night on the telephone, we're going to Philly, where I am headlining, and he, of course, had to come because...
You asked me to come.
I know, because you were going to be like, I want to go. Actually, you did. You go, I want to go.
No, I didn't. Yes, you asked me. You said, do you want to come? I go, I want to go.
So you did say I want to go.
After you asked me to come, you said, you want to come Wednesday? I go, I want to go. Yeah.
Yeah.
But you asked me. I didn't have it in my plan.
Then you made me pay for a babysitter.
Yeah, it's you're the one who's working, making the money that night.
Okay,
I paid the night before.
Every single night then that you go to work where I stay home, then you got to pay me as the babysitter.
No, that makes no sense.
Because you would have stayed home.
But I paid the night before the night
you would have stayed. Do you not see it? You would have stayed home, and I wouldn't have had to pay a babysitter. But because you decided to come, I had to pay a babysitter.
Well, that's what happens when you ask me to come, because you're lonely, you know, and...
I wasn't lonely. I didn't, you know, and then it's so... Rich doesn't realize, but he wants to come and walk around the room.
I don't
want to
walk around.
Yes, you were like, I was like, what are you doing? Let's go to the green room. You're like waiting for people to come up.
You're
like, Rich Voss.
You fucking crazy. You were talking to somebody.
No, I was not.
I walked in and they greeted me.
No, they're like this. No one says hello to me. No one recognizes me. Even though I was just there the night before. And still, it's like... They just completely glaze over when I'm walking through the door. But then it's like, Rich, hey, Voss, what's up? It's all like, Voss. That's all I hear walking through to the green room. No, it's fine. I accept it. That's my lot in life. And then you went on and did
10 minutes.
10 fucking killer minutes right before me.
And you had no problem following.
No, I had a little trouble following you, let's be honest.
It took you time, but you
I got
you approached it the wrong way. If you would approach it the way I told you.
Thank you. Yes, no, of course. Mr. Voss.
Listen to me.
Let us know.
I listen to you when you tell me things about writing and meetings and scripts and shows. Yeah. Yeah, I listen. Okay. So listen to me. If I have some good advice, that's all. Next time, listen.
I'm working on a certain kind of set. I'm working on these jokes. I wanted to do them.
Do you know the three L's I told you?
Listen, learn, love.
No, listen, learn, live.
Oh, right.
If you listen.
Right. I forgot
you'll
love.
Learn.
You think love is going to be in there because it's three L's, but
nope.
You don't.
If you
don't subscribe to the love.
If you
just
listen,
live.
You'll
which
learn.
Which seems like it's, to me, is just a product of, if you're listening and learning, you are living. That is, you don't have to tell yourself.
So what were you saying? Yeah, if you're a new comic, send, if you want us to review your stuff,
send us a self-addressed stamped envelope. No, send us to where? To rich@richvoss.com.
Yeah, email it to us.
Email the set.
We'll take a look at it and we'll critique it.
We'll review it.
That's what we do. And we do
it. We're done. And you know what? At the end of the year, we're going to go through and do a best of playlist of all the comedians that we reviewed.
And
a nice holiday thank you.
And we might even send out a gift, right?
We should do T-shirts or something that people can go. We should get a website that's like My Wife Hates Me, and then
I think we're getting a Twitter page set up. My social media person, my new one.
Get her to set up a website just for My Wife Hates Me. Then people can buy like T-shirts or signed somethings. And
this has been we're 3 years into this. Do you think people are, at this point, don't, you know what I mean? And then here's the deal:
so they could buy your CDs and DVDs on there.
Yeah, but then you got to go fucking package them and go to the post office.
But you got your person.
And then where do they send?
I'll get my person.
Then where do they send the money to? You got to get P.O. box again. You know, send your check to, or you could do it only credit cards.
PayPal.
Only credit cards or PayPal, right?
Just
no
do
cash.
PayPal.
Or credit cards. Yeah, PayPal. All right, maybe we'll work on that. I bet you Bobby has that.
It's probably easy. Just click a button. Boom, boody, boom, boom, boom.
Bobby's probably selling a million things.
Yeah.
That's what Bobby does.
But we're going to be different than the other comedians.
Why?
Well, because one time I did sell T-shirts and I only had to buy X and XL and XXL.
Yeah.
No one ever bought a medium or a small. But I'm gonna put mediums and smalls on the... Because I trust there's girls now that will want this product.
But what will we put on My Wife Hates Me shirt? Our logo?
Well, we'll do some that just say My Wife Hates Me.
No, we'd have to do our logo.
No, you just put My Wife Hates Me, and then it's like a funny saying. Like some dude's walking around with a T-shirt that says My Wife Hates Me, and then people are like, hey, your wife hates you. And you're like, she does, but it's also a pretty cool podcast. If you like marital bickering.
I would put we got to put the whole logo.
We can do one with also the logo.
I'm not doing it without the logo. And here's the other thing. Who's going to do all this? Set this up.
Nobody then we wants have to, a T-shirt with your fucking face on it.
Then we got to get fucking shirts made up. We got to go through the whole process. It's a lot of work.
We'll have to definitely get sleeveless tees in honor of you.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't really make that much money. Say even you get 100 shirts. I don't know what they cost.
Do
but
you honestly think going over the amount we're going to buy and the amount we're going to make is an interesting topic for this podcast? I'm just really questioning where you think this is going to land. Oh, this is going to be a good bit. I'm gonna start talking about 100 T-shirts, at $20 a T-shirt. They cost us $4.99 to make.
I think
what's
they're
our
more
profit
than $4.99. I think they're more than $4.99.
Probably not. buy them in bulk. Anyway, you're getting me into the thing I didn't want to do.
So even a $15 profit.
Don't you have a big show coming up you want to talk about?
You think it's worth $1,500, the headaches and all of that? I mean, maybe to get our name out there.
Do you have a big show coming up?
Well, Friday night I'm in Albany and Saturday in Albany. And Sunday I'm supposed to host the mall. They call it the mall at the monument, at the Washington Monument.
That's right.
It's not called the mall, is it?
Yes, it is.
No.
We were just there. We were just there, and it was called the mall when we were just there. I don't think they changed the name of it now.
That whole big piece of land.
Where all the museums and stuff are, yeah.
Well, I think I'm going to host some of the, they're having a live event, and it's an addiction awareness weekend in D.C. And it's all these different speakers and Steven Tyler and who are the other ones?
I don't fucking know. You don't
Cheryl
have to listen.
Crow, John Cougar Mellencamp. And I think
doing the Cougar thing?
Or John Mellencamp. And then Steven Tyler. And there's a bunch of bands and
there's
speakers.
The phase he was going through.
And I think I'm doing some
guys,
hosting
call me Cougar.
There. There's supposed to be like 50,000 people there.
John, you know
there.
What means older women that like to fuck younger guys? What? Okay, stop calling me Cougar.
So I'm going to go down there Sunday. I haven't got all the information on what I'm supposed to do. Saturday night, there's a comedy show down there. I heard with a bunch of... really good comics. I don't know where that's going to be.
You going to hit that up?
No, I'm not going to be there Saturday night. I'll be in Albany Saturday night. Then I'll fly down to D.C. on Sunday and do the outdoor, the large event.
Are you saying Albany, right?
Albany, yeah. Oh, Albany.
I think I say Albany.
Friday in Albany, Saturday Saratoga, and then Sunday the big
Saratoga,
event.
Saratoga, Florida?
No. Saratoga, New York.
Oh, New York.
Outside Albany. But I'm going to rent a car. I'm flying up. Oh, here. So the club owner.
Oh, okay. Hey. You guys have been, what are we, 15 minutes in? What are we, 15 minutes in?
Yeah, why?
15 minutes in. This is finally Rich Voss has something exciting to say. You heard it in his voice. Hey, here's the thing. Go.
The club owner.
Oh, behind the curtain. Showbiz stories.
Sent me my.
With Richard Voss.
Sent me my radio schedule, and he said, I have Saturday radio.
Wait. This is for...
Albany.
Albany? Okay.
Saturday radio?
Saturday radio?
I can't
what
do
in the
doing...
world? Are you kidding me right now?
I might have to say, I'm not doing fucking
Saturday.
No,
you don't do Saturday radio.
Yeah, no other comic does Saturday radio.
Mm-mm. Don't do it.
And I mean, this is why... club owners don't want to use me. I burn bridges, but...
Burn
not...
bridges because you're putting your foot down.
And say, I don't do
say,
Saturday
hey,
fucking
what?
Radio.
Guess what I do on Saturdays? I play golf.
But I'm not bringing my golf clubs this weekend.
Not this weekend, but a lot of weekends.
Oh, if I was playing golf, 100% I wouldn't do it.
Yeah, but
100%.
Now...
But I'm not bringing my clubs because I'm not going to take them all the way to D.C.
Mm-mm.
I'm not going to trudge my clubs all
Mm-mm.
over the place, right?
Mm-mm.
And it's supposed to rain this weekend, right?
Uh-huh.
Let me look at the weather.
Mm-hmm.
Let me look at the weather.
Look at it.
In Albany.
Check it out. What's the weather doing?
Let's see the weather in Albany on Saturday. I have Albany right here. It's going to be sunny and 55. Too cold.
Too
it's
cold.
Not too cold, but it's not really worth it to bring my clubs up to play one day. I'm not going to fucking do it.
You know what? This is a big step in your own sobriety.
What?
With golf.
I should bring them.
Then you have to take them to D.C. Then you have to take them back. It's like a lot.
It's too much fucking
Three
trudging.
Different flights.
Too much fucking bullshit. I'm not bringing my clubs.
Don't do it.
Not doing it.
Can't you just rent clubs at the thing?
I can't. I'm not playing with rental clubs.
Have you ever done it?
Once. I don't like it. I use my clubs. You know.
But if you really wanted to go, you could.
No, because then I don't have my golf shoes. I don't have a golf glove. I don't have the balls. I don't have...
Oh, shit.
I don't have nothing.
Right.
I have nothing.
Mm-hmm.
It's not worth it.
This is exciting. Oh, it was supposed to be behind the curtain.
Yeah.
Showbiz talk.
Yeah, so
with
they
Richard
want me to
Voss.
Do radio Saturday. What the fuck? Who does...
Okay, we already been over that.
But who listens to Radio Saturday?
Yeah,
don't
I know.
Tell
we'll
me to fucking
part.
Speed it up.
No, I'm just yeah. saying we went over that. Let's go to some new. What?
Well, I'm saying who?
Because you were like this when I said behind the curtain. I was wrapping that segment up. Like that's been behind the curtain. Showbiz talk.
I don't even know.
You were like, oh, but hey, one more thing about Saturday radio. No one listens to the radio on Saturday. I was like, oh, that's not one more thing. That's let me reiterate what I already just said.
No, I never said no one listens. I said I don't do it Saturdays. But who listens to radio on Saturday? What? Who is going in to do radio on Saturday? That's what I want to know.
Reiterating showbiz talk.
And then
with Richard Voss.
I don't even know what hotel I'm at in D.C.
Oh,
in D.C.
Oh, my God. Like, give you some information already.
Like, the airlines, it's quite expensive to fly.
Is it?
To fly from Newark
like
to Albany.
You suddenly have some kind of.
From Newark to Albany.
Transatlantic accent. It's quite.
Listen to
it's
me.
Quite expensive to fly.
From Newark to Albany, from Albany to D.C., and D.C. back to Newark.
Whoa. I think, can you just give everyone a minute to picture that in their heads?
About almost $1,000.
Tiny little flights.
Almost $1,000.
Just a real puddle jumpers.
Yeah.
I heard you got seat 3F, and that's not first class. That's a small plane.
There's no first class.
Or 3D, maybe it was.
There's no first class.
No first class.
I don't like flying when there's no first class. So I got that. I got that.
I bet it was, at least it's big enough that it has two on each side.
No, it's a smaller plane.
Well, does it have A and then C and D? No, it'd have A, B, C.
I don't know, but that's probably as boring as fucking
Let's go over the plane. Let's go over the, you know what I don't understand? Why some hotels, why are the number, room numbers so fucked up? Is it that hard to put a fucking room number in order? Okay, sometimes it's a mess in there. Get it together, hotels.
What are you saying?
You've never been in a hotel where the room numbers are fucked up? They go every second one, and then down another hall is every second.
Yeah. Haha, you got
evens,
lost. That
odds.
Means you got lost in a hotel recently.
Oh yeah. Oh, I have.
The other night in Philly.
I had to put on my GPS once to get out of a hotel.
Whoa, these are the bits.
Boom. I use my GPS so much my body has stopped producing its natural GPS. Boom.
You're on fire.
Somebody could take these jokes and judge them, send it back to us.
Your body has natural GPS?
That's,
I slurred.
That's going to be your follow-up to that?
They had a roast battle Tuesday night. It was unwatchable.
At the stand?
Unwatchable.
They started doing roast battles like once a month, right?
Yeah, unwatchable.
Maybe twice a month. Well, I think that it's like exciting in the beginning, like, oh, a roast battle. But at some point people are like,
the judges are funnier.
If I never have to do another roast again as long as I live, I'll be fine with it.
Well, here's the thing. The judges are
funnier.
I used
to love doing roasts, but it's just I've done too many of them. I've run out. I feel like I've run out of that kind of joke writing.
Here's the thing. They're not getting good comics that know how to roast because it doesn't pay any money.
Right.
And nobody wants.
And it's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work to sit here and write all that stuff for no money. Now, I don't think it costs anything to get in.
It's not just no money. It's no money and no reward. Like, there's no reward whatsoever.
They should have a prize.
If they do well, nobody cares. Like, I can't remember anybody that was on any of the roast battles except for
Vecchione.
And,
Bisconti?
Yeah, Biscotti.
Whatever.
We're
at the stand the other night. And, you know, they're having a comedy show before the roast battle. And I get there and I go, who's close? You know, what am I up? They go, you and then Gino. I go, do you really think he's fucking closing over me? Have you got,
oh my God.
Who booked it? Are you guys out of your fucking mind?
Right.
I said, switch it. So they switch it.
Gino was probably pretty relieved. Not a lot of people can follow Rich Voss. Bonnie McFarlane did it last night, but that's rare, right?
So, and you did great last night.
Stop.
You did great.
Dismissive. And
I see you did great.
On the way to the gig last night, you go, Bonnie is headlining it helium. I mean, it's a Tuesday and a Wednesday, but she's headlining. It's
yeah,
like,
right. You get your foot in the door. That's all. Once you get your foot through the door like that, they can't close the door on your foot. That's what they say. Get your foot in the door. Then the rest of your body goes. You see what I'm saying?
Or you lose a foot.
So he's on stage. He's done. He goes, so do we start this roast battle? I go, no, you fucking idiot. I'm going up now. Do you really think you were going to close over me? Like, what's going on in this world with these guys, with these comics and these clubs that have they lost their fucking minds?
At what point, though, are you going to take a step back and be like, let me let the younger generation have their time?
Yeah, their time comes before me.
Oh.
That's all. That's all. I got on. My first fucking bit killed. And I told the audience, I go, look, fucking everything he did before me, all together, the laughter wasn't as strong as that one bit.
Why are you so mean to the comedians on before you? You
I was
like
just mean
Gino.
To Gino. So I like him, but I like being mean to him because that's what I do to him. Because he, in his head, thought he was closing.
Oh my God, he just went on where it said on the fucking lineup. Nobody's sitting around.
He was probably calling people saying,
no,
you know who's opening
stop.
For me? He was probably calling everybody going, you know who's opening for
no,
me?
No, because in a city club, there's no opening or like, it's just you go on when your spot is. You know, sometimes the best comedian goes on first. Sometimes the shittiest comedian goes on last. That's just the way it is. You just go when your spot is. And it has to do with when your other spots are and the timing of it. And it's ridiculous for you to be like, you're really, hey, Gino, like you have him up against the wall. You really thought you were going to close over me? Is that what you thought?
Yeah.
Is that what you thought? Well, I got news for you, buddy.
That's what I did. Well, I did because I did the show before it that
I
you set me up
my
with.
Impression, but that's fine.
That you set me up with.
Yeah.
I don't know how. You got an email? Did the guy like it? I didn't see.
Yeah.
I ran out of there real quick.
Oh, I forwarded it.
I didn't read that. Is that what that was from?
Email to you. Forwarded the email to you. You didn't get it?
No, I didn't see what it said.
Richard.
For real, I didn't see it.
I don't know. It was very complimentary.
What? Like what? Like what would he say? I never met the guy. He's
God.
A showrunner, right?
You know what? I would normally want to express what this guy said about you, but the way that you're like going about like, what? I don't know. It's driving me nuts. You know what the guy said.
I didn't know. I didn't see.
Stop pretending.
I didn't.
You saw the email.
I saw the email where he said.
And you're like this. If it was a negative email, you would totally. I forwarded it to you. If it was a negative email, you would have walked right upstairs and had a huge long discussion about it and blah, 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 blah. I come downstairs. I go, did you get that email? And you're like, oh, I guess he liked it. It's like you can't internalize.
I don't get what you're saying.
You really don't? I mean, you spend a lot of time on negative shit and zero time on the good stuff. So you finally, I'm not saying finally, but, you know, the industry, you have a lot of anger towards. And now the industry is writing you this love letter. I mean, it was really very, very complimentary.
Like what?
Stop. The guy said you were fucking fantastic, killed it, genius, whatever. I wrote back, I go, he's a fucking legend. I go, of course he did. He's a fucking legend. That's why I wrote him back. And then
I think I saw. Yeah, yeah. I saw
he said
that.
He wants to work with you.
Oh.
Anyway, anywho, it doesn't matter. The point being that clearly it made you feel good. You wanted.
Wait,
me
but
to
did
respond.
He say his the other guys that worked for him had a good time too? I think I.
I don't remember the whole email.
Like, didn't he say like everybody involved was so impressed?
Yes. And, okay.
Oh.
Yeah, everyone involved. It was like a pilot presentation for a TV show or something.
Next week, I'm in Minneapolis
mm-hmm.
at the New Hope Cinema.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll be doing Tom Bernard Radio.
Okay.
And at the other club is Tom Segura. Is that his name, Segura?
Tom Segura is at Helium this weekend.
Okay, well, he's
following us around.
He's at the other club, so he's going to be on radio. Probably with me. I'm going to get to do radio with him.
Oh.
Well, I said to the producer, I said, keep me on. At least, you know, she goes, can you come in at 9? I don't like when they have me come in at 9. I want to come in at fucking 8. Okay, 9 o'clock, but I don't mind.
At 8? Oh, you want to come in earlier?
Drive time. 9 o'clock, they're already done driving.
Right, they're already at work.
Most are.
They're at their desks.
But I said, bring me in with this guy, Tom. I got some
things. You said it like that?
I said, I got some things to settle.
I got to settle some shit. What's
some
this?
Tennis talk. A little tennis talk. Right?
Yeah. I just hope that my Wednesday night was better than his Thursday night. That's all I fucking hope for in this life.
No,
that
he's doing
I did
well.
Better numbers on Wednesday. Than
no, he
did
does
on
well.
Thursday.
He's doing really well.
I know he does well, but come on.
I'm telling you, if I didn't have to...
If you got tickets to go see Tom Segura tonight, cancel. That's all I'm going to say. I'm not trying to take money out of anyone's pocket.
I'm not going to lie. If I didn't have to fly up to Albany, I would have drove down to see him tonight. I was ready to go back tonight.
Are you going
to
go on and do your best fucking 12 minutes in front of him?
No.
See how he fared?
No, I would just go down and watch to see how he's doing. I want to meet the guy. I hear nothing but good things. Nothing but good things.
Nothing but good things. About
you know,
Tom Segura,
there's something wrong when
and his wife. I don't know how to say her name.
When don't do that with a chair, because if you fall and crack your skull, it's gonna fuck up my whole weekend.
Why? You get money.
I won't get
It'll
money.
Be great for you.
I know. Not if you don't. Not
It'd
if
be
you
an
don't.
Accident. Clearly,
no.
They'll have it on the podcast. They'll know it's an accident. They'll be like. Oh, you heard him just say, don't do that with the chair. Then you hear a loud cracking noise. Then you go, oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I wouldn't do that.
No, what would you do?
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, you'd just get angry.
Yeah, because you
Kick
did something
me.
Stupid.
Get up.
You did
See
something
what
stupid.
Happens.
You did something stupid again.
But then you'd have so much money. What would you do? Get married right away?
No, I just start banging a lot of fucking... Because there's a lot of bras, I think, that want me.
Really?
I don't think so, but I think so. You know what I mean?
Mm.
Like, I don't know, because I got
who
this...
Who would you go after? Which ones of my friends would you go after? Anya?
No.
You'd go
definitely
after
not.
Anya.
No well, way in a million years.
Why not?
Well, one, she dated a friend of mine,
She's like
too.
Breathing. If she's listening right now, she's like, oh, phew.
She's not... I like her.
Don't say who she's dating, please.
No, I like her, but she's not my type.
Why?
I don't know.
She's pretty.
She's cute. She's cute. Got a nice body. I like the body.
What? Slow down.
Face is
Slow
okay.
down, mister. What? Slow down. Who?
I
Marina.
Wouldn't date any of your friends. None of your friends.
Be Marina. You and
no
Marina would be
way.
The fucking new comedy couple.
Are you crazy? None of your friends. That crazy Marina. You think I'd fucking deal with that insanity? Wouldn't find no way.
Who?
I'd find me, I don't know. Some.
Oh, I got an email Facebook from that guy who was like, wants to be our producer. I forgot about that.
Producer for what?
This show. And I can't, I got a next podcast, I got to read the email.
What do you mean he wants to be our producer?
He's always, you know, remember he gave us ideas for stuff last time.
Go get
time.
It, read it now. It's got to be funny.
I can't. I don't feel like going upstairs and getting it. You don't know how to pause. If you could pause, I would do it, but...
I know how to pause. I don't need to pause. I'll talk.
No, no one likes that. I gotta go anyway. I
no,
gotta get
we still got
done.
14 minutes.
Well...
Oh, shit.
What?
Is Raina going to daycare today? I mean, after school?
Yeah. Aftercare Thursdays.
Who's picking her up?
I'm gonna pick... What? I'm gonna pick her up from aftercare. Relax.
I'm not going to see my kid?
I guess not. Unless you go get her from aftercare.
I can't get her because I'm leaving at 4:30. Mom? And you'll be in CrossFit.
Stop saying where I will be.
When are you going to stop that CrossFit? It's ridiculous.
Why is it ridiculous?
Because are you any stronger? Can you lift this table? What can you do that's stronger? Hey, whoa. Okay. It's supposed to make you stronger, right?
Okay.
Or your endurance. Right.
Is it possible? And I know this is hard for you to understand because you really only see things from your own point of view.
Perspective. Like, you would go perspective.
The you can't empathize with anyone else. You can't feel what someone else is feeling. Let's say.
No one can.
Or imagine.
I could imagine, but
right. So for you, you're like, "What are you getting out of it? Stupid! You should be home making my dinners."
No,
brings me joy.
No, you should be at the gym, the regular one.
Well, because you enjoy the gym, is that why?
I don't enjoy it.
Why? What is it? Please explain to me what it is that you what would make you want to control what I do in that regard?
Huh?
As far as what exercises I do. Please please explain it to me.
What I'm saying is,
what, like, that flowers is driving me.
What the fuck? What are you doing with the flowers?
Shaking.
What I'm saying is, you're paying all this money for CrossFit.
It's my money, and it all doesn't this have any effect on you whatsoever.
No, but I'm looking, and all this money for the other place that you don't go to. So pick one.
It's not a lot of money for the other place. It's $20 a month or something. Maybe even less than that.
That's a new pocketbook.
New pocketbook. First of all, look, I don't tell you what to do with your money. Although I would love it if you stopped buying shoes. I think that's like a disorder. You know, and we just don't have enough room for more shoes. And now you're buying, like, you're just buying the worst kinds of shoes.
No, I bought some nice Jordans.
Whatever. They're awful. Not. They don't look nice.
Are you kidding me? Those are fucking...
If they make you happy, fine. But you don't wear the shoes that you buy. That's one of the issues.
Yes, I do. Most of them. I haven't got to all of them yet.
And the fact that you have so many shoes makes my job harder because, does this match this? Does this match this? Does this go with this? Should I wear these? It's like, I have to go through 30 shoes. Yes, yes, no, 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 yes, yes, no, no. And then the minute I say no to something, why not? It's like an argument. You're just looking for an argument. And then you wear the thing I tell you doesn't look good. I like to match. Okay, so match.
Yeah, what's wrong with matching?
Because I just feel like you don't wear red shoes if you're wearing a red shirt. It's just too matchy-matchy.
No.
Then don't ask me for my advice. That's what I'm saying.
A lot of people would do that.
Yeah, those people are ridiculous.
Oh, you were going to say black.
No, I wasn't.
You know what I don't understand?
Women.
This is what I don't understand.
Life,
why is this
the
fucking
world? There's so many things. You need to narrow it down for me.
This lady in Kentucky is getting famous.
No,
for being
not,
a fucking
no,
asshole.
Stop. I don't want to talk about that shit. I don't want to talk about that shit.
Okay, what do you want to talk about?
I want to talk about why you think that I should, like, what do you care? Something that gives me joy, you immediately, like, even if I'm going to eat something that you don't think, you're always like, you should put this on it, you should do that with it, why are you eating that?
That's what you do. You do that with food. I don't do that. You always say, put that on it, put this on it. Put some, you do that more than me.
No, because you're eating, when you are left to your own devices to make yourself food, you go the laziest route possible. So if I come by, I sometimes try to help you out a little bit. But you just try to, like, I know how to make food. So you don't need to come by and help me out. So that's the difference there.
Look, when you make me eggs,
sometimes you're making something, you think you know how I make it, so you want to, like, recreate it. I put the hot sauce out, I put a few drops of that in, just so you know, or whatever it is. You're like, oh, okay.
Look, I've let you make my eggs for so long, and you still don't know how I like my eggs.
No, it's not that I don't know how you like your eggs. I don't give a shit. Okay? If I have to hear you fucking order eggs one more time to the fucking waitress, who, by the way, is not going to the cook and explaining in, you know, two fucking paragraphs the way you do how to cook your eggs. This is Rich. I want it medium well, a little bit like the white part. Well, and then the yolk part, medium, but no slime on it at all. And then the edges, I want just like a little bit crisp, no butter. Like, it's like this whole process. Do you really think they're going to go into the kitchen and be like, they're like this to you? They go to the kitchen, medium or medium well, maybe they say, but that's it. So you're just wasting all this fucking dumb energy. Then you get it every time. Ah, not the way I told them to.
Is that what I do?
Oh, I gotta send it back. Should I send it back? Do you have turkey bacon? No, we don't. You get so angry at fucking waitresses that don't have. How can you not fucking have turkey bacon?
Yeah,
because didn't you know Rich Foss was coming in here?
Yeah, because it's such an unhealthy fucking world that they would rather have fucking pork.
Can I just alert you to something? Turkey bacon is 0% healthier than regular bacon. It's processed to the fucking tits. It's got a ton of sodium in it. It may have a shade less fat, but really, it's not. It's negligible.
Which is a better animal to eat, a turkey or a pig?
I don't know. If you're a Jew, I would stay away from the pig, I guess.
Yeah. Pigs are the grossest thing on the planet.
No, they're not. They're actually very intelligent creatures.
Yeah, but they sleep in their own fucking feces.
No, they don't. They sleep where the fucking farmers. You know why they're rolling around in dirt? That's to get clean, you fucking idiot. Yeah. If they had a fucking pond to go into, they'd rip into that after. They're exfoliating in the dirt, then they go into the pond. Clean as a whistle. Pigs, actually very clean animals when given the chance.
No.
And can I just say something else? They're as smart or smarter than a dolphin, and you're eating it. Not you, but...
I don't eat pig.
You did.
I don't eat dolphin either.
Well, I'm just saying, if we're going to eat pigs, we should also eat dolphins.
People eat dolphin, don't they?
I think you can.
I don't know.
But I don't know if people
do. Certain kinds of dolphins.
Because you're not supposed to eat. There's a certain level of intelligence, I think, that we pretend to.
You know, I was looking on fucking Facebook.
Uh-huh.
Every fucking.
Oh, by the way, I do have another update. Remember the guy who sent us the thing about the killing of the lion, and he was like a hunter, and he was
conservation. He stopped emailing me after we.
Well, the thing is, he's right. Actually, there's this whole thing in Africa, maybe Zimbabwe. I'm not sure.
I used to have a joke that word Zimbabwe. That's probably why you said Zimbabwe.
Yeah, no one else has ever heard of it. You're pretty smart, and the. They, in order to raise money for conservation purposes, they will let you kill. They will like have these auctions where you can, you know, they'll let somebody kill like a black rhino or whatever. And also then they get to choose which animal you get to kill. So they don't want you to kill a young black rhino. They want you to kill an old black rhino that. Also, when black rhinos get certain age, they start killing the younger ones and stuff.
Black rhino is code. You know that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Oh, my God. It's so awful when you say that. Anyway, I listened to this whole thing about it. It's pretty fascinating. So it's more complicated than you think. So then they do raise a lot of money. And there's more black rhinos in Africa because of this system, but people still get very, very angry about, you know, that you shouldn't, whatever, you shouldn't be able to kill all these animals if you're not, you know, I guess especially if you're not going to eat them. But
it's so sad.
Is it right? That's the thing you got to think, like, is it right to raise money by doing that?
It's I don't sad know. The baby black rhinos when their stomachs are from not eating. What is that called?
The baby black rhinos, their distended bellies.
It's sad.
For just 15 cents a day,
you can
feed a black rhino and send it to school.
Well, some guy emailed me.
Anyway, it's pretty fascinating.
Some guy tweeted to me that he's not fans of ours anymore because you were doing abortion tweets.
I did. The thing was, you're supposed to shout your abortion. Hashtag shout your abortion. So in all caps I wrote I had an abortion. Like I was just being silly about the hashtag. But nobody got that.
But what does it mean? But then shout it made your me abortion think, is that like,
it's because there's shaming around people who've had abortions. And they're trying to say like it's not. There's nothing to be ashamed about. You should be allowed to say if you had an abortion or not. Which after I wrote that and I got some tweets back that people were pretty like angry about it, I started thinking like, yeah, I mean, It made me go to that side of it. Like maybe we should start shouting our abortions. Like, why are people getting so angry about what? Why can't I think like this is so. Everyone, welcome to what Bonnie thinks. It's just like let people do what they want to do. Let people do. If you don't believe in abortions, then you should probably not get one. But it's always like, you're always like, everyone's always imparting their religion and their ideals. Whoa, and it's like that woman, Kim Davis or whatever that you're talking about. It's like, it's not up to you to impart your ideals onto everyone
else. But no, but both sides do it. Don't say just one side. It's both
Did
sides.
Did you hear me say just one side? I don't yes. think I don't think. I think I was pretty impartial about it.
You said religious.
I said impart. No, I said everybody's trying to impart their belief system on everyone else. Because I think what happens to people is that they think, if you're doing it different than I am, one of us is wrong, and I'm not going to be the one who's wrong. So therefore, they fight like hell to be like, no, my decision is right, and you should be doing what I'm doing.
Why does your sweatshirt look like it hangs like a bat? Like you look like a bat.
Yeah, because that's what it's like. It's actually, I think it's actually called bat wings.
That's fucking stupid. That lady met with the fucking Pope. Well, what's going on in this world where some fucking stupid broad won't do her job, and all of a sudden she's meeting with one of the most powerful people on the fucking planet? She's on fucking the cover of you know, on the front page of MSN almost every fucking day, you know. How is she not fired?
Well, because she's just a tool in the fight for, you know, the religious people who don't believe you should. The gay people should be allowed to be married, and they're saying it's a human right to stand up for your beliefs or whatever.
What the fuck do they care? Who gives
a
fuck? Mind your fucking business, everybody. You know,
if somebody can tell me how it erodes traditional marriage, I'd love to hear it. I still don't know how it erodes traditional marriage. I believe this podcast erodes traditional marriage.
I'm just sick of every fucking body just being so busybody and so nosy and such babies and complainers and writing and just worry about your own fucking life. Get your life in order, okay? Get your house in order. Don't worry about my house. My house is in order. You clean your house.
You
clean your house.
Deal with your house, or get a housekeeper.
You don't have to clean my house. My house is clean. Okay,
it's because of your wife in the traditional marriage. Uh-oh.
I'm not saying my house is clean. Are you stupid? Clean out, it means my life. When you
go,
my house
God, are you stupid? Did you really think that I didn't know what that fucking phrase meant? I was trying to make it a little bit entertaining. You're like, clean your house. Like, who fucking sits around like, also, you can get that cup on our website. Mind your own house.
Yeah.
Mind your own house.
Clean your house.
Okay, I gotta go.
What do you mean?
Yeah, but thank you. I appreciate you letting me be on the podcast again for another week.
Do you have any gigs coming up?
I do, but I don't remember where they're. Oh, I'm going to Calgary. If anyone is listening from Calgary,
well,
Wednesday the something, October like 14th or
15th. Have free hotels or something through this company.
What?
A free hotel through this company. There's a company. I got the email that you can get hotels for like nothing, but all you got to do is tweet them and plug them at your gigs and give them free tickets, and you can get like.
What's the hotel?
They're like good hotels. They got these brokers. Anyhow, we have a free one somewhere because of that festival we're doing in Atlanta, the Red Clay Comedy Festival.
Oh,
so
I'm flying from Calgary to Atlanta.
Okay, this
for the
weekend.
Red Clay Comedy Festival.
Friday night, I'll be in Albany at the Comedy Works in Albany. Saturday, the Comedy Works in Saratoga. Next weekend, I will be at the New Hope Cinema in Minneapolis. Next Friday and Saturday, and the weekend after that, we'll be in Atlanta at the Red Clay Comedy Festival, doing a live podcast and doing a nasty show there. So, and then this Sunday I will be at the mall at the Monument. Yeah, you are.
Doing my regular stuff.
Why are you mad? You got time to get to your stupid thing. All right, we got to go. Thank you for listening. We said nothing.
If you enjoyed My Wife Hates Me, subscribe and check out all the great podcasts at riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober. She's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him. It's really true that somewhere deep down
him too.